News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Minister for Communications, Media and Sport finds himself, we are hearing, or rather it is reported in the Irish Times today, finds himself in something of an argument with a semi-state company, that being On Post, about the payment of their incoming chief executive. We will get to that in a moment. But before that, the minister is attending the National Broadband Plan County Closeout event in Kilkenny, because the National Broadband Plan is one of those rare things which is a project that is on time and on budget. Minister, what is the event today?
Marlon Anton and Marlon, to your listeners. Look, today is marking the fact that Kilkenny is the first county to be closed out under construction of the infrastructure that's needed for the National Broadband Plan. And it marks a big culmination for County Kilkenny, for the council and for all the technicians, for everybody that has worked on it. So it's a €72 million investment by the government that has brought high-speed broadband to 19,000 premises, homes, farms and businesses all over County Kilkenny. And it's the first county to be finished. And over the next number of months, there's a number of others that will be in quick succession, like Waterford, Westmead, Longford and others. And then by the end of the year, the overall investment of £2.7 billion for just over 550,000 premises, covering 96% of the landmass of Ireland. All of those will be closed out in succession. And the scale of this is enormous. You're talking about 2.5 million poles all over the country, and thousands of kilometres of cable and ducting. So it's a massive undertaking. It's equivalent for our generation of rural electrification. And as someone who lives in a rural area and has been, you know, affected by the lack of broadband, when I went into the Dáil first, I suppose the reality is that it's now we're experiencing faster speeds in some rural areas than we are in some urban areas. It allows people to work from home. It allows them to have businesses that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. And it's been transformative. Of course, it was opposed by, you know, everybody and their mother, the civil service included. But we took a leap of faith as a party at the time, Fine Gael, to do it. And it has been universally accepted now that it was the right thing to do. And it was the equivalent of the Shannon scheme back 100 years ago when Ardna Crusher was being built. So it's been transformative for rural areas. And it's been, I think, as a party and as a government, we're delighted to have been part of it.
Is it pushing the boat out a bit far to equate the National Broadband Plan to Ardna Crusher?
No, it's not, because broadband is the equivalent today of running water and electricity when it came into rural areas first and people saw the electric light for the first time. I mean, you cannot function now without good high-speed broadband, whether it's in an urban area or a rural area, and whether it's a farmer trying to log on to the Department of Agriculture, or children using it for schools all over the country, or people like myself who work remotely a number of days of the week and try and, you know, manage Teams meetings with officials from the Department of Communications all over the country. We can't manage without it, and even taking this call from you on Wi-Fi, I can't manage without it. So from the time we get up in the morning, it touches our lives.
When does the rollout finally complete? When is the end?
By the end of this year, we will have closed out a €2.7 billion investment and 550,000 premises and 96% of the landmass of Ireland. And when you consider that in a figure, 96% of the landmass of Ireland will have been touched by National Broadband Ireland. At the time, senior civil servants, every political party other than Fine Gael, a lot of people in the media as well, said it was a complete and utter waste of money. Then, of course, came COVID and they all claimed it was their idea and it was a great idea. And since then, we've never looked back. And it has, you know, it's the investment into rural areas that people in rural Ireland deserve, and they should have exactly the same quality of infrastructure as you have in the centre of Dublin.
Well, you talk about disagreeing with some of what might have been the advice from the system or from the civil servants. It would appear that you're in the same process again, because the Irish Times is reporting today, as they put it, row erupts between On Post and Minister over proposed €360,000 salary for new CEO. So this is that the replacement for David McRedmond, On Post wants to pay him €360,000. You've said no, €270,000. Why?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to get into the weeds with regard to numbers, but I had a very good meeting with the chairman of On Post yesterday, and there was no row whatsoever. I have a very good relationship with Ciarán Mulvey, and we had a very good discussion about a lot of things that's going on in the organisation. But we have laid out, together with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, what we believe is an adequate salary for the CEO, the new incoming CEO.
Well, regardless of whether or not it was characterised as a row, was there a significant divergence in your views on the remuneration for the chief executive?
Well, if you just let me get to that, we obviously are in a situation now where the board of An Post are trying to make an appointment, and hopefully that appointment will be made shortly. So I don't think it would be appropriate for me while they are finishing out discussions with a candidate, and obviously they'll be sensitive to the board. And once the board have made an appointment, which I think will be made fairly soon, everything will become apparent then with regard to salaries, remunerations, total packages and everything else. But suffice it to say, I have a very good relationship with An Post. There's men and women all over the country delivering letters and parcels today. They're an integral part of the Irish culture. It's just the other day they launched a stamp for us for the 75th anniversary of Cultus Culturi Éireann, and they're an integral part of not only our culture but our business network all over the country, and they do a very good job, and I relayed that to the chairman yesterday.
Do you worry about the precedent that may be set if we see creeping salaries for CEOs across semi-states? The reports are a demand for 360 from An Post. We have the DG of RTE in on 360 as well. They are climbing fairly rapidly.
Of course they would. The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform laid out the other day that we have to be very conscious as a government, the demands that will be placed on the government with regard to pay. Your previous conversation, I think, alluded to a lot of this. Ireland is not immune from geopolitical conflicts that are around the world, and our economy is a small, open economy, and we have to be very conscious of the fact that there are risks on the horizon that none of us know how they're going to impact on the economy. So prudence is always important, but it's also important to make sure that in a strong open economy you have strong public sector companies, of which An Post is one.
One final thing before you go, Minister. Obviously we saw the Sinn Féin bill on the 3-day mandatory wait for access to abortion services being successful before the Dáil yesterday, with I think 12 members of the Fianna Fáil party voting in favour. And obviously if the government had whipped against the vote, it would have been probably defeated. What was your reaction?
To be honest about it, I was prepared myself yesterday because I was in to come to Kilkenny last night. So I think it was obvious once it was clear that a number of government TDs were going to vote with the Sinn Féin proposal that it was going to get carried. But now it goes into a committee, and I think in the Dáil the other night, the Minister of State, Eimear Higgins, laid out the government's position with regard to this. It will require substantial amending in the committee, and then we'll have to come back to the Dáil and be voted on there again, and then go to the Shannon and be voted there. So look, there's a bit of journey to go on this yet, but it has to go to the committee now, I think, for significant revision of the original proposal.
Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much. That is Minister for Arts, Media, Communications, Culture and Sport.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.